listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
For the University of Michigan News Service and the College of Engineering, I'm Nicole Cassell Moore. At the upcoming United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, world leaders will gather to negotiate a new climate treaty. A group of professors, students, and alumni from the University of Michigan will be there watching the debate unfold. In this segment, I'll talk with Atmospheric, Oceanic, and Space Sciences Professor Richard Rood about the conference and its significance. Rood, whose research bridges the study of weather and climate, is leading the U of M delegation. Professor Rood, what do you expect to come out of this conference?
There are definitely some issues that seem like they'll be very difficult to overcome, to actually, say, hammer out a treaty or a protocol that you would imagine turning into a global treaty on climate change. Some of us who are coming at it from more of a scientific side feel as if the meeting would be a tremendous success if the paths forward were defined, paths that actually led to the ultimate reduction of the accumulation of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Many of us are concerned, however, that the treaty will start to focus on the difference between 70, 80, or 90% reduction 50 years from now, and that as a result of that, we will end up with another 2, 5, or 10 year delay before we really start doing things.
Are there particular themes you expect this meeting to have?
Alternative energy, technology. A big theme will be the policy on the transfer of technology from developed to developing countries. There'll probably be a lot of discussion about coal. The most convenient form of fossil fuel energy for much of the world is coal, and coal is probably the worst fuel in terms of greenhouse gas emissions. I think there'll be a lot of discussion about the role of coal going forward. There'll be a lot of discussion about the role of nuclear going forward. I think, you know, in the United States, there's the talk of a cap and trade system. Cap and trade is embraced by many as sort of a market-based approach to control carbon dioxide. I am personally, and I know a number of my scientific colleagues, are actually quite skeptical that cap and trade in the near term can have a big impact.
What will you and the U of M delegation do at this conference?
To me, what's important for students is for them to understand that it's not just science, it's not just business, it's not just energy, it's not just population. You have to search for ways to rationalize the interface of all these things, and then not to define solutions necessarily, but to define paths towards solutions. I want them to see how messy it is to solve these problems.
What role do you think universities and educational institutions can play in addressing climate change?
The role that the university can play in climate is just far broader than doing climate research. It ranges from if there's going to be strategies for doing adaptation to climate change, then those strategies are going to be carried out through big engineering projects. If there are going to be strategies for mitigation of climate change, they're going to be through alternative energy, sustainable building, and the implementation of strategies that require integration across different disciplines. One of the things I have learned to appreciate is the big role that the business schools and the masters of business bring in. And not only because of the way they think about problems, but what you learn in that culture is that local businesses, local governments come to the business school, they come to the policy school seeking solutions to help local economies. The climate change problem touches everybody, it touches everything. So I feel as if climate knowledge needs to be integrated across the university as a whole.
I've been talking with Richard Rood, a professor in the Department of Atmospheric, Oceanic, and Space Sciences at the University of Michigan.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.